Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates. The tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit irishtaxrebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, I want to give a huge shout out to our current show sponsors, and they are irishtaxrebates.ie. Now, irishtaxrebates.ie are the companies that can help you to get money back from revenue that they may have and you're entitled to. If you've paid any tax in the last 4 years, chances are you could be due a tax rebate. And that's where Irish Tax Rebates come in. They will charge you a mere 10% for their services. So, for example, if you manage to get a tax rebate with their help of €1,000, they will only charge you 10% of that plus VAT. So that'll be €100 plus 23%, so €123. Now, there are some slightly bogey companies out there that are really ripping people off and charging them 30% and 40%. So when you're searching for the company that we're advertising, which is Irish Tax Rebates, just put in an address bar search, irishtaxrebates.ie. Now, based on a study that they have done, the average person is due a tax rebate of €1,092, which is not to be sniffed at all. A load of our listeners have been in touch with us, having already gotten or at least applied for a tax rebate with Irish Tax Rebates.
Hi guys, just want to leave a quick voice note about your sponsors, Irish Tax Rebate. So after hearing the advertisements on your shows, I decided, sure, why not? Let's go for it. So I went on to their webpage, filled out the form. They emailed me the next day, told me exactly what they were looking for. I sent off all the information, and then about a week, maybe 10 days later, I found out I was due a tax return of €800. So thanks a million. We're delighted.
Which is great news. If you want to find out more, all you have to do is fill out the application form, irishtaxrebates.ie. Let them do the work for you, and fingers crossed, you'll get a tax rebate too. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Have a listen to this, and I'd love to get your opinion on this. And we're going to be talking to this lady in just a moment. Lisa has been in touch with us to say, basically, I've been discussing this with friends. That sense of entitlement from adult children that their parents will just sacrifice their own life to raise more kids. I know a woman who's minding her grandchildren the past 15 years. Four of them. Not a cent paid to her. It has aged her incredibly. Her daughter is an entitled you-know-what, and it's not even a request at this point. It's an expectation. Now, Lisa goes into great detail about how this mammy actually moves into the house over Christmas to help clean and cook and wrap presents and everything else. I'll find out about that in a couple of minutes. But the conversation that we want to have with you is parents who take their parents for granted and expect their parents to mind the kids when they're at work, to babysit them when they're out, to take them nearly on holidays, nearly raise the children because they're getting on with their own lives. Now, Jeremy, over to you.
Let's, I want to hear from Lisa. It's not about me.
We're going to talk to her in a second.
It's not about me.
But you do avail of the services of grandparents.
And they're happy to do so, I would think. Well, I want to hear what Lisa has to say properly first before I pass judgment. But I would say, yes, both our grandmothers from both sides are more than willing and more than happy to look after the grandkids. I think they see it as a privilege, which it is.
A privilege?
Yeah, it is a privilege to get to see your grandchildren.
To get to see your grandchildren is one thing.
No, growing up, I'm saying.
Yeah, obviously you're going to see your grandchildren growing up if you live anywhere near them.
But I think Lisa's going to tell a story about that the grandparents are aging terribly because they're minding young kids and stuff like that.
When you have raised your children, you've done your job.
Maybe that was your parents. Maybe your parents didn't like their grandchildren, but their parents... No, I'm just saying.
No, you see, I didn't expect my parents or my ex-wife's parents to mind our children for us, because they've already done their job of raising children. For people to expect their parents to continue the role of raising kids is very selfish, in my opinion.
Okay, that's your opinion.
Let's bring in...
You've just insulted 3/4 of our audience as well. That's all I'll say.
Why? Because 3/4 of our audience don't have mammies and daddies minding their kids.
I don't
kids.
Like to use the word use the grandparents. Sorry, if a grandparent...
Well, okay, let me ask you a question then. You say the grandparents of your children... It kind of is. The grandparents of your children are privileged and delighted.
I'm annoyed now. Tom Flo just asked a question. Fuck off, Tom.
Well, this is the question I was about to ask.
Sorry, I don't normally say that to our listeners, but fuck off,
Tom. But it's the question I was about to ask.
It's none of your business, Tom.
Well, it actually is.
No, it's not.
Do you pay granny and granny to mind your kids?
I'm not answering that question.
Because the answer is no. That's why.
Sorry, if I don't answer a question, the answer is
no. Well, I know the answer is no.
What colour underpants are you wearing today?
Black.
It's none of... Some randomer on Facebook expecting me to discuss...
Because this comes back to the point of taking them for granted. If you expect your children to be minded by their grandparents and offer nothing in return, nothing at all, that is taking your parents, your grandparents, for granted.
You're not talking about me then. I'm just not going to...
But you don't pay them.
First of all, you don't know. Don't assume.
I know.
I'm not discussing my financial details. How much tax did you pay this year, Adrian?
Enough.
No, give us an exact figure. The actual nerve.
But this is the conversation we're having today about people like you taking advantage of grandparents and expecting them for no charge to mind your children.
Who was that person again that asked me that question?
A couple of people did. Angela asked the same question.
Topic's not about me. I will answer that question. Tom was his name. I'll answer that question, Tom, when you tell me what your balance in your bank account is at the moment. Thank you. So when you forward me the balance in your bank account at the moment, I will tell you all my financial details. Imagine the gall of some random stranger thinking I'm going to discuss my financial situation with you. Get off the stage. I'm annoyed now.
Because he doesn't pay.
Did I say that?
I'm telling you, you don't.
Oh, yeah, I'm telling you.
Jonathan.
Good afternoon, lads, boys and girls, or girls and boys, whoever's on today. The topic for today. No, we're not selfish, entitled pricks or anything like it. My part is mother. Because she lives beside us, right next to the school, watches our kids for 2.5 hours, 3 days a week after school while we're working. Because we have to work, to pay all the bills that this government keeps throwing at us. Now, she won't take money off us, but we do send her for, spa days out with her and a friend, or me partner and her go away for a day out or something. Or we do things like that, pick up a bit of shopping for her on the way and pay for a bit of shopping and all that, because she won't take money, refuses point blank to take it. But it's a necessity, is what it is, because we have to fucking work, two of us. To keep our heads above water. If she wanted money, I'd pay her for it, no problem at all. If I thought she'd take it, I'd pay her for it. But she won't take the money, so we pay her in different ways. Now, there are people out there that do take advantage. There's no doubt about that. But not everyone is taking advantage. And that girl just sounds upset in the message, because her mother decided probably that, no, she's raised you, now it's your job to raise your kids, and she won't take her kids, so now she's all spitting and leading dough to you. That's what it sounds like to me. But no, we're not all self-entitled pricks. We're working to keep our head above water because the taxes and the bills this government keeps on fucking throwing at us. Cheers, boys.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Lisa, why did you get in contact with us about this? Why is this annoying you?
Hi, Adrian.
Hey,
well, as I spoke kind of in detail with my message about that lady that I know, her whole life revolves around raising grandchildren. It's aged her unbelievably. Just to address a couple, I'm looking at the imbeciles there on your Facebook, thrown out stupid, ridiculous crap. My parents are both dead. I have adult children, so it doesn't apply to me. when it did, I worked around looking after my own kids. So did her dad. And we worked our working day around that. That could be working nights, could be working while the kids were in school. But no, I never, ever, ever expected my mother to take, she raised 12 kids. I never expected her to step in. Okay,
and you believe that message I just played a moment ago from Jonathan, where he's saying it's a necessity. He has offered the mother-in-law money; she won't take it. A lot of parents in that situation won't take money and are delighted to mind the kids. In fact, as Jeremy said a couple of minutes ago, he thinks it's a privilege to mind your grandchildren.
It's a privilege to see grandchildren and enjoy them. I think Jeremy's answer is in his aggravation.
Absolutely,
obviously,
I agree.
He doesn't pay, he'd proudly say he does.
Yep.
Ways around that.
Sorry,
type
Lisa,
of thing.
No, Lisa, I'm just not willing to discuss my financial details.
I don't know how much.
No one's asking you for how much you have in the bank or anything, Jeremy. It's a simple yes or no.
It is a simple yes or no.
No, I'm not willing to discuss it. That's the bottom.
We're not asking you how much.
That's because you're ashamed.
Yeah.
No.
And you should be.
If there's one. I should be ashamed of something I haven't admitted to. Oh,
Yeah, exactly. By not admitting it, you are admitting it. And Lisa, again, people like Jeremy who have grandparents minding their kids for no fee at all, you believe they're literally taking the piss out of them.
Of course they are, Adrian. I mean, I have three adult kids. It is hard work raising kids. We all know that how hard it is, right? Even harder when they're not your own, because you feel even more responsible. You can't discipline them the way you discipline your own, for instance. And people coming on with this bullshit of she won't take money or he won't take money. You know what? Make it into what it is. Make it into, it's a contract, okay? And if your kids are not worth that, well then kind of question yourself as to why you had any. The way around that is when she won't take money is to say, well, look, if you won't take the money, we'll just get someone who will, because we don't expect you to do it for nothing.
And that's, I agree. Or if she, because mainly we're talking about grandmothers here, if she won't accept any money, well then buy her holidays or whatever in order to make up the shortfall and just hand it to her and say, there you go, you can't.
Not spa days and a bunch of flowers, Adrian, because we all know, I mean, there's no one denying, I'm not denying at all, the ridiculous childcare in this country. It's a joke, the fees and the lack of it to serve us. I'm not saying that it's not a necessity for couples to work. What I'm saying is that there's an awful ignorance around the importance of the role grandparents are playing and sacrificing their lives.
This particular person you're talking about, tell me about the mother coming over at Christmas time.
Mother goes over the 20th of December, right, to move into the house basically for 2 weeks. And well, that's because the parents are busier in work, you know, and the commutes are longer for getting, you know, to school, to the standard. So she basically moves in for 2 weeks. And I mean, does everything, cleaning, cooking, taking care of the kids, drop them to school, collect them.
But Lisa, you're making out that this is elder abuse and that this woman has been forced to do it.
It is elder abuse.
No, it's not.
Of course it is.
No, it's not. She is choosing to do that. She is choosing.
She's not choosing, Jeremy.
At the moment, at the very moment, at this moment in time while I'm here, my wife is in work, two of our grandchildren are with one grandmother and the other is with the other grandmother. I can tell you now, neither of the two grandmothers have been forced to do so. They weren't.
Obviously, they haven't been forced. She didn't hold a gun to their heads.
Their arms weren't twisted. They are doing it by choice. And
you need to understand that you are in denial.
No,
right?
No.
If you think for 1 minute, right? I know most people like you, right? With this attitude, let me finish my sentence and you'll know what I'm saying. With this nonchalant attitude about other people's lives and times, right? People like you would probably not mind a neighbor's dog for a week or two because it would inconvenience you. Yet you expect people who are genuinely elderly, right? Usually they're elderly people, to sacrifice their whole life right, to look after children that you brought into the world. What about their lives? What about going out? What about women who want to go out for a cup of coffee or a walk?
What he said earlier on, and I'm going to quote you back to yourself, it is a privilege for them to mind their grandchildren. That's the words he used, a privilege for them. That is some state of delusion.
That is absolute delusion.
I know in later life, and I'm sure Adrian would agree, when you have a grandchild, Adrian, I'm sure one of the things you will want to do, you can sigh all you want, Lisa, but you're in denial here.
Jeremy, listen to me. Jeremy, I look forward to the day that I have a grandchild and the grandchild comes and stays with us and blah, 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 blah. That'd be lovely, yeah? That's completely different to being a full-time minder of that child.
Sorry, who's a full-time minder?
You just said.
You're children's grandparents.
As you're sitting here, your kids are with Granny A and Granny B.
I'll leave then. We'll have no show then. If that's people have to work, Lisa. Work, you know.
People have to work. You know what? But you need to think things through. You need to understand. This is what I'm saying, right? There needs to be a recognition of the money they're saving you. If you're not paying them, they are saving you a screaming fortune.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And that's across the board, every grandparent that's doing it. And it's completely unrecognized, right?
So what's taken for granted.
Oh God.
So what do you want, a National Grandparents Day?
I want you to pay them. Yeah.
So pay people for the job that they're doing.
You want to pay someone who doesn't want money. You want to force money into...
That's bullshit. They don't want money. That's bullshit. No. Unless they have plenty of money and they're wealthy, okay?
Sorry, Lisa. Play the message from Darren for Lisa there, Adrian. Will you please?
Okay, this is from Darren. Hang on.
It would take a fairly miserable, cold-hearted grandparent now to charge for looking after their grandkids now, in my opinion. Absolutely pure miserable.
Right, you would be a miserable granny or granddad if you were to charge for minding your grandchildren.
Lisa wants contracts drawn up and all that.
And it takes an entitled, selfish prick to expect to be able to bring children into the world and just fuck them at the grandparents to mind.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, Lisa. Do me a favour, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Jeremy, you going to tell us how much you pay?
No.
Are you going to tell us if you actually pay?
What are you licking Lisa's hole for?
He buys a few flowers every now and then.
A few garage flowers
on the way home. There you are, Matt. Thanks for minding the kids.
Yeah, but Adrian,
if you even bother doing that.
Oh, Lisa, I agree with you, Lisa.
But I do agree with her.
Yeah, because
I do
you don't have grandchildren, you prick. And you're
no, not yet. But when I do, I won't be minding them full time.
Yeah, but you're paying
not in the million years.
It obviously goes down by generation.
I'll happily babysit them. I'll happily have them over.
Your parents weren't obviously active grandparents as my father's no longer with us. But my mother is an active grandmother. Yours obviously was.
No choice.
What would you do without them?
Yeah.
How would you manage?
Be lost. And I say that to them every day. Be lost.
Well, think about that when you go to the fucking bank when you're collecting the kids, okay?
That's none of your business. What I take out of the
bank.
This is the point that Lisa's trying to make.
Don't be hypocrites.
Yeah, the point she's trying to make is people like you, and you're
like
a great example, literally ripping the piss out of elderly parents. And that's what you're doing. Stay there for a second, Lisa.
Oh, it's going to be... People are already taking bets on whether I'll walk out today. I won't walk out of today's show, but just...
We'll get you out. Stay there for a second, Lisa. Let me go to Margaret. You're on Opinions Matter, Margaret. How are you?
How you doing, guys? How are you?
Good, thanks, Margaret. Lisa contacted us to highlight the fact that she believes that an awful lot of parents basically abuse their own parents into minding their children.
This girl is deluded. Absolutely deluded on a couple of counts. The first thing is, she said that when her children were younger, she worked around her children, worked nights. But hang on, that's probably quite a few years ago, before bills and everything and rents went sky high, that parents have to work. They don't go to work by choice. They go to work because they have to. And I'm in the position, I have three gorgeous grandchildren, and I work. But I idolise minding them. I only have to go to the door and see my little grandson look at me and run with his arms open. My day is made. I would spend 24 hours a day with him if I could.
Do you mind them while your daughter-in-law is in work or whatever?
I do, yeah. But not full-time. In fairness, it's not full-time. But her days change. But any day she does need me to, I mind the children with open arms. Because at the end of the day, they're my grandchildren. I want to spend as much time with them and help my children out as much as I can.
Lisa,
life is hard enough.
Okay, Lisa, let me go back to you on this. You are deluded.
No, I'm not deluded. Can you ask her, does she get paid?
I wouldn't dream of asking for money or taking money for looking after my grandchildren. But I will say, my grandchildren's mom are very good to me. They will buy me a bottle of perfume.
Oh my God, here we go. Yeah,
and
that's brilliant.
What do you mean, here we go?
Your self-worth is incredible. You know, my God, I got a bottle of perfume. Whip-de-do. Look at the money you're saving them. Do you know what I mean? And that's great for you. You enjoy doing it. Many grandparents don't. They're just handed them. You know, that's
it.
Because
they
know there's no other
option. Why do they agree to do it? Everybody has freedom of choice.
What choice have they got? No, they don't.
Because they have freedom of choice.
No, because people like you make them feel inadequate, like there's something wrong with them for refusing. That's why.
How can it make them feel inadequate if I refuse?
Of course it would. Because they're listening to people like you, right, who do it and rattle on that they enjoy it and that it's their life and this, that and the other. So that makes them feel inadequate that if they say no, that they look like an asshole or a less loving grandparent.
Everybody has their own mindset. There is such a thing as freedom
of
speech. And everybody has their own mind and can say
yes. No, they don't,
actually. If somebody asked me to put the hand in the fire, would you think I'd say yes? I'd say no.
Oh, that's a bit of a stupid analogy, that is. Do you know what I mean? Come on.
Not as stupid as your outlook.
No, well, you know what, mine is honest.
Let me ask you,
you're
Margaret.
You're deluded. Okay,
you're both deluded.
I'm happy, sweetheart. I'm very happy.
Okay, so you are as happy as Larry to take your grandchildren, to mind your grandchildren, for no fee at all.
Absolutely. With my hand on the Bible, and I'm not a religious person.
You know what, Margaret, you're a decent person, but Lisa would have you believe that you're a senile old bat that has been taken advantage of. You're not being taken advantage of. It is a pleasure for you to mind your grandchildren. You love
absolutely.
It.
Well, you would say that. You're playing the same bleeding game.
And I work as well. I work full time. But I work around my daughter-in-law, work sometimes at the weekends, and I quite happily spend my time with my grandchildren. But then again, if I had something on and I said, you know, unfortunately, look, I can't mind them next Saturday, she'd say absolutely fine. So there's no, I'm not questioning.
So she ought to. Yeah, see the way she's even talking there, as if, oh, she's okay with that. She's fucking meant to be okay with her whore kids.
I'm not cursing you.
You don't get to tell me what way. I don't care what you do. And you know what I'm not doing? I'm not letting someone use me as a donkey. So we're different, Margaret. Do you know?
But then obviously you don't enjoy it. If you have grandchildren, if you're a grandmother and you have grandchildren, then you obviously mustn't enjoy spending time with them.
I don't, and I definitely will not become a free childminder. I will not sacrifice my life or what's left of it to raise other people's children.
My grandchildren are my life.
See, this is one of those deluded L ones that thinks the grandchildren are whores.
Excuse me, I'm probably years younger than you are, sweetheart.
Okay, whatever. Well, you don't sound it, but look, that's neither here nor there.
Well, at least
but
I'm not deluded or psychotic. You know, there you go.
If you want to hand your life over to someone who has no value on you, because your daughter-in-law and your son clearly don't value you. You know, they don't.
Right.
They're using
right.
you. They're happy to use you. You're a great
they're
free
service.
They're
using me when it's my decision.
Enjoy it. No, it's not.
They're using me when it's my decision to enjoy it.
Did they come to you and ask you to do it? Yeah.
And
you
if
know,
I wasn't able to do it, I would quite happily
okay,
say,
Lisa, let's come back to the point here. Here's a lady.
You don't know me from Adam.
Okay, here's a lady.
I don't know what I say.
Listen to you.
Hang on, okay, here's a lady.
You keep up your 20 a day.
Oh, it's going to be one of those shows I can just leave. Lisa, here is a lady who is absolutely delighted and chuffed to mind her grandchildren whenever the opportunity suits. And how can you say that she's been taken advantage of because she doesn't think she is?
Well, in fairness, Adrian, how could she actually come on and speak truth and say, do you know what? sometimes I actually wish today was my own, that I didn't have to mind grandchildren. I'd like to be able to enjoy them.
Well, Margaret, do you ever think
I didn't have to come on this show in the first place, Lisa. I didn't have to come on and give my opinion at all. That's how I felt. Freedom of
speech. But, you know, you want to reinforce. You want to reinforce that you're okay with being used. That's fine,
well,
Margaret. But you never get
neither
a day that you want to be your own, do you not? Do you get a day where you'd, do you ever get even one day where you'd like the day to be yours? No?
No, if I need a day for myself, I do. That works quite well. But I have a voice and I can say no. If it's something I can't do, I say no and they respect that. If I need this
You offer the service or did they come to you to discuss it when the grandchildren were born?
I offered.
Because you probably have loads of friends. No, because you probably have loads of little bitty friends who are doing the same thing for nothing. Do you know?
You don't look different. You really need to grow up and learn to speak respectfully to people.
One point that Lisa will argue is that she's actually representing and speaking up on behalf of grandparents that she believes are being used and abused by their children.
And she's entitled to her opinion. Absolutely, she's entitled to her opinion, like we all are. But how can she speak for other people if she's not a grandparent? I would understand if she was a grandparent and she felt pressured into minding her grandchildren, she would be absolutely within her right to feel like that. Absolutely.
So you never have an opinion about something that doesn't affect your life, do you not, Margaret?
Sometimes I do, you know. But not when it comes to little lives. No.
Do you believe, you believe that there are any grandparents that are being used and abused, that are being taken for granted where it comes to minding their grandchildren?
Oh, I don't think there isn't. And actually, I do know somebody not living in this country who does feel like that and does feel pressured. So it's not that it doesn't happen. What I'm saying is you can't tar everybody with the same brush.
Okay.
Some of us don't have that opinion.
And in your case, it's not happening. You do it willingly and...
Absolutely. With wholeheartedly.
Thanks so much, Margaret, for proving my point, because you've just said what I'm saying. I didn't say every grandparent initially. I said some. So thanks.
Well, Lisa, the only point...
You personally know one.
The only point that Margaret's proven, she's disproving your point, because she is very happy. I don't think Margaret... Now, maybe Margaret, I'm wrong, and maybe Margaret's hands are tied behind her back and she's been forced to say this, but I don't think Margaret is doing the child minding under duress. She sounds like she sounds like she is actually a privilege for her to do it. She is happy to do it. So why... What is wrong if a grandparent is happy to mind the grandchildren and see their grandchildren grow up? I mean, being a grandparent... I'm not a grandparent, and I won't be for a long time, but I'd imagine it's a beautiful thing. I know the way my mother shows all her friends the photographs of her grandchildren. She lives for her grandchildren as does Margaret live for her grandchildren.
Absolutely.
And why would you turn that into a negative? You're a very negative person, Lisa, turning that into a negative.
No, it's not negative. I'm being honest.
It is negative.
No, how is it negative? I said some. So, as I said already, so Margaret enjoys it. That's brilliant for Margaret. But Margaret is not every grandparent. Do you know what I mean? That's great for her. It works for her.
And
brilliant.
You obviously believe
there
are many who don't. That there are many grandparents out there who are taken for granted and probably don't speak up about it.
Of course. And then you have the Jeremys of the world who will, you know, either ring in or text in and be defensive about their own selfish ways.
Well, when you're calling it elder abuse, obviously I'm going to be defensive.
Well, I think it's abusive to use someone to do something free of charge, like nothing, you know, and to just assume that their time. And, you know, when people have raised children themselves, life becomes short and it should become meaningful.
Yes, a lot of grandparents, that's what they want to do. They're not working full time anymore. They don't have a full time job.
Okay.
So it's a privilege for them to actually...
You see, I don't know if you realise how patronising
that
sounds.
No, that's not patronising at all.
It is a privilege for you to mind my children. Wow.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
I wish I had a son like you who could give me that privilege. It's a privilege. It's disgusting to hear you even saying that.
That's disgusting.
It is.
Oh, I'm the disgusting
one. It's a privilege. You ought to be so grateful that I asked you to mind my children.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
That's what you're saying.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
That's what a privilege is. I would be grateful if you would grant me that privilege. Lisa, stay there for a moment. I want to bring in Neil on this.
Jeremy, Adrian, if we had grandchildren, there's no way in my heart and soul I would charge my children, to take their children, to take my grandchildren. There's no way in myself, my wife's heart or soul would we take any money off our children to mind the grandchildren. No way. That's just fucking mean if you ask me. Life is too hard. And just as Lise was saying, you should think things through. We would have no kids because it's so expensive to run kids now. We need people to mind them. Cheers, lads.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Have you paid tax in the past 4 years? If yes, then you could be due a tax refund. Irish Tax Rebates are here to help. With an average rebate of over €1,000 and our no rebate, no fee policy, what do you have to lose? With over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, apply now at irishtaxrebates.ie. The tax agent you can trust.
Now, Lisa, I've been asked to play this very short message for you from Mark.
It's great how Lisa knows what these grandparents want better than the grandparents themselves.
Do you want to respond to that, Lisa?
I have many, many, many friends in this position.
And that's why you're speaking out about it.
Exactly.
So Lisa, you believe that grandparents every morning are crying in their car as they drive up to their sons or daughters' house to mind the grandchildren. They're crying, please don't put me through this. I can't.
No, you're driving the drama bus there, Jeremy.
That's the picture you're painting, that my mother is literally
your
crying.
Your interpretation is wrong. You know, what I'm saying is that grandparents have already, you know, they've already been at that rodeo. They've devoted
that rodeo was 30, in a lot of cases, 30 years ago.
Like, I don't care how long ago
you're a parent,
it doesn't end when a child leaves home.
I would agree with you on this point, and this is a huge problem I have when young mothers, I'm talking about, you know, young teenage single mothers, and I know I could name three of them. One of them is a regular caller on this show. When they have kids, no baby daddy on the scene, and literally they continue to live the life of a single, unattached woman, and they're out 3 nights a week drinking with their friends. They go on holidays. I know a girl who has a child, no baby daddy, of course, on the scene, and she's literally going on 3 girls' holidays every year, and the grandparents are raising the children so she can continue to live.
You're only one step behind us.
So I'm going on lads' holidays.
No, but you're only one step behind that.
That's how dare you say that? How fucking dare you? How dare you?
You're
say
going
that?
On holidays because your children's grandparents are affording you the correct luxury of free childcare.
That's exactly what I was about to
or
say.
Or you wouldn't be going on any fucking holiday. That's
if you
the truth,
actually
Jeremy.
Fork out the money for the childcare that you get for free, you wouldn't be going on any holidays. Let me bring in Stephen on this.
Hi, lads. Stephen here, just on your topic. My mum, if she has to help mind any of the grandkids or that, well, their parents have gone to work and say, yeah, no problem, pay her now. If she's not working, she is working, they have to pay for a babysitter. So why not? Our day off.
Jay, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jay?
Good afternoon, Adrian. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. What do you want to say on this?
Adrian, it must be great to get up every day knowing you're coming into Cityside. Such greatness.
It is.
Isn't it?
Actually, it's a privilege, Jay. It is a privilege to sit here every day beside such greatness. Thanks,
well, Jeremy. Thank you for giving me the privilege to share some airtime with you. I'm so privileged.
What did I say that was such a little snowflake? What did I say?
No. It's probably the way you get it. I mean, as soon as his poor wife's waters broke, he probably had it back on LinkedIn, you know, that type of way, as soon as the baby came out. Right, Nanny, there you go. There's your full-time job now, to, you know, for the rest of your life. And it's a privilege to remember as well now to mind my kid. Jeremy, what bloody grandparent is going to refuse, number one, to mind their grandchildren if they're asked, and number two, ask for money? None, because that's not what grandparents are.
No,
okay?
Did your mother dump you anywhere?
Did your mother just dump you somewhere?
No, different times. There was no crushes.
So families looked after themselves, like mothers and fathers looked after their children.
That's before materialistic things came in. That's before you went out and bought stuff you couldn't buy.
That's when you were convinced to throw everybody into work, throw all your kids into creches, and don't worry about a family life, because family life means nothing. As long as you've investment and you are all working and paying taxes, screw your kids. You know, just use people.
No wonder you have all them holidays, that big fancy house, that big fancy car. So you pay for nothing.
Says the man who gets his house because of the taxpayer. Like,
sorry, I pay taxes. Sorry, I told you this already, Jeremy.
Jeremy,
you look down on me because I have a council house, yes. But the difference is I have a home, you have a house. You have somewhere you go to count your money and your assets. Do you know what you remind me of? Remember Scrooge McDuck, Adrian? Remember he used to dive into his vault and swim through all his gold coins? Mm-hmm. That's what Mr. D does when he gets home. See, I go home to a home where my wife is and she's looking after my kids. My kids come in from school. It's their mammy there with them, not some stranger, not their grandparents. So that's the difference. I don't have to thank you.
Jay, it is a privilege for grandparents to mind children. It's a privilege.
Jeremy marks a man on what he owns.
No.
I mark a man on his family. I'll be judged on my family. Jeremy, my kids will look after me when I get old. Like, they won't use me to look after kids. They remember the sacrifices me and their mother done. So we won't be parked off in a nursing home and they're waiting to sell our asset. Guess what? We'll enjoy my money as I make it. I won't be giving it to a bank, or I won't be praying that interest rates go through the roof, and I won't be able to afford the castle I live in. So I have a home, Jeremy. You have a house. So what do you want to say?
Let me ask you, Jay, your opinion then on... And this goes back
just
to...
Just before you ask the question, by the way, Adrian... Yeah. Didn't even realise he literally insulted you, Adrian. Didn't even realise you're agreeing with someone. You're agreeing with someone who's insulted you. He's insulting your Christian. Both your kids.
Adrian, if I insulted you, I apologise.
Well, you did. Both Adrian's kids turned out great.
Yeah,
but they're both crash rare.
Great father.
Hang on for one second. Take that back, because
they were both in crashes.
No, you know they were in crashes. But you know,
Jeremy, you know the truth.
You know the truth about that. How lucky I was at that time in my life.
They were
that I
had,
no, shut up, Jeremy.
Don't tell me to shut
you
up.
That's exactly right.
You didn't.
That's exactly right.
Well, how did you do that when you were sitting in the office beside
me? She used to slag me that I had every Wednesday off work because I was with my kids.
You took one day.
I was home early enough to collect them early. They were only in crash for a few hours every day.
Adrian, you know when you're losing the battle, insult the man. When you're losing the battle, insult the man.
No.
Sergeant, insult the man. Insult the man's parent. He turned out to be a great father. His kids turned out to be great. So he obviously done something right.
What I said is, you have an issue with parents who leave their kids in crashes while they go off and work. And I'm saying to you, Adrian's saying, yeah, you're right, Jay, like a clapping penguin.
No.
He's like a penguin there.
No.
He's literally giving
his
it about
point,
you.
His point.
Your kids are crash-reared kids.
His point
his
is,
kids, your kids
the only reason
kids.
You drive a car or can afford to go on holidays is because you rip the piss out of their grandparents by letting them mind your children for free, because it's a fucking privilege.
Well,
your words.
I mean, this
mine.
Comes from a man who doesn't know he gets children's allowance or how much he needs.
If you have to pay
for childcare, Jeremy, that's why we decided not to. Because why would one of us walk to give another person our wages to look after our kids? You get it for free, so you don't need your children's allowance. You sell it yourself. But see, normal people who walk and have, who don't have people doing stuff for free, their children's allowance goes on their childminder. Their wages goes on looking after their kids, so they don't get holidays.
But if everybody took the attitude that you did, as in, and I'm not, and I'm not insulting you, but if the whole country took the attitude, in an ideal world, Jason, yes. I would love a situation where one of the two of us was at home minding the kids. I would love a situation like that. Like it was when you grew up, Jay, and like it was when Adrian grew up, where your dad worked, my dad worked, and the mammy was at home. But that's not possible. And you need two parents working.
But you don't, actually, because you have no expensive childcare.
You do need two parents working to put a roof over your head. Now, you went for the other option, which is your prerogative.
And what's wrong with that? Did we both not put a roof over our kids' heads?
I just said you went for the...
Have I got a roof over my kids' heads?
Yes, it's funded by the time I retire and die and paid all my rent.
I'll have paid what that house is actually worth. Not what some banker makes it worth, and not what the housing market is. So what is the difference? I'm going to be able to give my kids my money, and my kids are going to enjoy my money. They're going to be brought up by me and my wife, because we made a decision. A roof is a roof. A home is a home, and a house is a house. We have a home. Our kids go home every day. Their mammy is there no matter what time. So where's the difference? It's in that this thing.
Okay, let me ask you, Jay. Do you believe that there are many, and this is why Lisa contacted us in the first place, because she believes there are so many parents who literally rip the piss out of their own parents into minding their kids. Pay them nothing, just like Jeremy pays absolutely nothing.
Oh, sorry. Okay, I have to stop you there. This whole thing that you're spreading, the fake news about me paying nothing, is bullshit. It is.
Oh, you do pay something.
No, I never said how much you pay. What I said was I will refuse to reveal how much I pay because it's none of your
Okay, so you do pay something.
Both grandparents.
Yeah.
Are compensated.
Oh, great. Well, you take them out for dinner twice a year.
None of your business.
A bunch of flowers.
None of your business.
Yeah, there's something nice for Christmas, Jeremy.
But you know what, Jay? You know that. The whole country took your attitude and just said, fuck mortgages.
What's a mortgage? There's a mortgage defining you as a man, Jeremy. The difference is, as I said, my kids are being brought up by their mother because we decided that we didn't need that investment. We still have the same money you have. The difference is, I get to spend mine. You'll have to die before your kids can spend yours.
It's true. Stay there for a second, Jay. Let me bring in Bea on this.
Hi lads, can't come on, I'm just minding the kids, but honestly I'd love if my grandparents could babysit even for an hour or two. Myself and my husband haven't had a single hour to ourselves in 4 years because my parents are dead and his family, they only live half an hour away, but they're not bothered. Now they come over and visit and they're happy enough to sit in the house with the kids, but they wouldn't even let us, like we said, can we have an hour just to go for a coffee? They wouldn't even let us do that. They're really not bothered, but then they expect us to ferry them to appointments and drop everything in the drop of a hat just to go and help them. I don't think anybody should abuse the babysitting. Like, it's not right. Like, that's not okay. Like, our neighbours, one of them only works and they have their kids minding from 8 a.m. till 6 p.m. They're picked up and dropped off. And I'd never, ever expect that. But at the same time, you know, to have a relationship with your grandkids, you know, mind them the odd time, once or twice a year even, and I'd even kill for that. But I don't think anybody should abuse minding their kids or getting their parents to mind their kids. It's not fair. Grandparents do have their own lives as well. But at the same time, I really don't think grandparents nowadays realise we don't have the village they had when we were being raised. I mean, myself and my husband, we both got dumped with family members and our grandparents when we were little so they could go off and do whatever. And I think it has to be give and take, you know. It's not full-time care, but the odd date night or the odd, you know, coffee or lunch, I think would be fair. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Francis, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Francis?
I'm very angry at this woman, who sounds a bit like a man, who has brought up this subject for starters, who is not a grandmother and wouldn't know the feelings a grandmother would have. So she's no right to come on and say she's speaking on behalf of grandmothers, because she's not fucking speaking on behalf of me or my husband. We are rearing our little, he's 11, our grandson, since the day he was born. It's a pleasure.
When you say you're rearing him, what, you're literally rearing him?
Oh, he lives with me, yes. So does my daughter. And the father is very much involved. He takes him and he goes to school, brings him to school and everything. She went back to work after maternity leave in the Beacon Hospital, and I took over minding my grandson.
So hang on, you mind your grandchild all day, every day?
Yes.
Clearly,
what else would she be doing, Adrian? Francis,
you patronizing bastard. What else would she be doing?
Francis, I have
that's
to...
That's right. What else would I be doing? You're
oh
right.
Oh, my God.
Francis, I have to say, you are...
What else would you be doing?
When you look up the word grandmother in the dictionary, your name is beside it. You are a typical Irish granny.
Jeremy, I love it. I love it.
You are
and the
great.
Love and compassion he has for me. I love it. Even when he goes to his daddy's on a Saturday and Sunday, I go into a depression because he's not here.
Francis, you are a full-time caregiver to this child.
So what?
I wouldn't call. I'm a caregiver to my husband now at the moment, but I'm not a caregiver to my grandson Hugo. No. He will go around and he will dust and clean the house with me. He does everything. He goes to football with his daddy. He goes to
My question is, and I know
you look at my Facebook page and you'll see everyone even says you own Hugo.
And
Francis,
what else would you be doing?
Francis, you don't, though. You don't. He's not your child.
Doesn't matter.
I know I don't, but I feel he is. My mother looked after my children while I went out to work, the most beautiful woman on this earth. She's in heaven now.
But the argument here is, Francis, what is the point in having children if you're going to get your parents to mind them? Why would you bother?
Well, she had to work, and she's still working, and she's got a big promotion, and it's great, and I'm still minding them. And he loves me, and I love him, and I get the biggest hugs that I never got off. Do you know something? I'd rather have grandchildren than children. That's being honest with you now.
Why? What's so much
better? They show you more love. They show you so much love and compassion, grandchildren.
Yep.
Francis, they do, Jeremy. They do.
Okay, Jay, I want to go back to you for a second. So here is a lady that is devoted to her grandchild and can't get enough of him and would mind him morning, noon, and night.
Is there a limit?
There's no limit. No. She'd do anything for her grandchild.
No. Okay. You three kids, Jeremy, yeah?
Yeah, it's not about me, though. I don't know what you're asking.
No. You three kids, yeah? Can I ask this personal question? Have you any nieces or nephews? Like, is there any more grandchildren in the house?
In the family.
In the family, yeah?
Yeah.
And what would you do if you all dumped them on your mother? So how many would that be? Because my mother would have 19, right? If me and my sisters and my brothers all decided that mammy and daddy were going to look after our grandchildren,
right? You're talking out of your bowl. Who'd ask any grandmother to mind
19
children?
Well, I'm just saying, if you're not going to refuse to mind one child, there'll come a limit where you say, oh, no, sorry, I can't mind them. So Jeremy's had to leave his three children there, okay? He thinks that's brilliant, three child minded.
Yeah.
For argument's sake, his sister comes along and she has three kids. Is it okay for her to throw her three kids there now as well and expect mammy to mind them for nothing?
His mother sounds like another lovely woman that wants to...
Sorry, I don't know your name, but I'm not going to be rude. You sound amazing to do that. But what I'm saying is, at what stage is enough enough? At what stage you tell your children to stand on their own two feet and look after themselves the way we had to? I mean, as I said, would it be okay for my sister to leave three of the kids there with her and then me come along with my eight and then the other brother come along with her five?
You're making a stupid statement.
How am I? If it's okay for Jeremy to leave three kids, why is it not okay for his sister now to come along and leave her three kids as well? Why is that not okay?
I say Jeremy's mother would take them on. She sounds like a great woman.
Do you think that's okay to leave on your mother? Jeremy, I'll say one last thing. You know how tired you and your wife are after looking after your kids, okay? And you're a lot younger than your mother. How tired do you think she is after looking after your kids? Just think of how tired you are.
You're right, and you know what I'll do, Jason? I'm not being flippant here. I'll buy her a can of Red Bull on the way home.
you
prick.
I swear to God.
Good luck. Sorry, I'm joking, by the way. Monster.
You're probably
monster.
Not. You're
monster.
Probably not.
You're monster.
Here, let me squeeze in one final WhatsApp voice note from Grace.
I have a coffee shop and I get this man into me every morning. He's not geriatric old, but he's elderly. He comes in at 8 o'clock every morning for a cup of coffee while he is on his way to drive 35 minutes to his son and daughter-in-law's house to pick up their children to drive them to school. He then comes back to me. He stays in their house for a little bit, and if they need any jobs done in the garden, he does that. And then he comes back to me, has lunch, goes back to the school to pick up the kids, drops them to the childminder, and then he goes home. And he told me that that makes his day, that that's an honour for him to see those kids. He lives alone. His wife passed away. There's one daughter living near him, and his other son and his wife lives 35 minutes away. And he does that every single morning when he can. Now, there might be mornings that he's got his own plans and he doesn't do it, but 99% of the time, even if he's not driving them to school in the morning, he is picking them up. And he said that makes his day, that it's something to get out of bed for. And why wouldn't you love to see your grandkids' face? My mother-in-law comes over to me twice a year for 2 weeks, and exactly what Jeremy said. I don't know if his mum and dad have said this, but like, my mother-in-law tells me that it's an honour and a privilege to be able to take care of her grandchild. So I don't know, each to their own.
Each to their own is right, Grace. It's an honour and a privilege that Jeremy gratefully bestows upon his mother and his mother-in-law. It's very decent of him.
So I've just been told the local Centra in Portmarnock is doing buy two cans of Red Bull, get one free.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification every time we upload a new episode. And a big thank you to our show sponsors, IrishTaxRebates.ie.
Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates. The tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit IrishTaxRebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.